This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A teenager's hobby has turned into the go-to website for showcasing Cleveland's hip-hop scene. For this week's Shuffle, I talked to John Stursa about how his site, imfromcleveland.com, is helping the city's hip-hop community find its identity. How cool is that? I'ma get my dough. 23-year-old John Stursa of Lorain has been a hip-hop fan since he was 13, when he first heard Cleveland rapper Chip the Ripper. So he started a YouTube channel to share videos of some of his favorite local artists. It amassed 13,000 subscribers. Now his website is the hub of the local hip-hop scene.
Anytime people are releasing music, videos, mixtapes, projects, whatever it is, it's on our website. Also just like news in general and things like that.
And when you're talking about the hip-hop scene, are you talking mostly here in Cleveland, Northeast Ohio, or anywhere?
Yeah, so we're talking about what's going on with artists that are from Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Anybody that sends in a submission, we will check it out. And we get back to them regarding whether we can give it website placement or not. I just have a lot of connects, a lot of relationships over the years. So there's certain people that will send me things when things are happening. However, like when other artists, like national hip-hop artists are coming in from anywhere, we also have a lot of contacts and we're able to get a hold of them too.
John, what can you tell me about Cleveland or Northeast Ohio's hip-hop scene?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talent. One thing about Cleveland hip-hop is that we're trying to, I think, find a distinguished sound. Mm-hmm. We've had one in the past. I feel like we've had a couple. So when Bone Thugs came out, you know.
Bone Thugs and Harmony, yeah.
Yeah. They influenced, like, everybody, mm-hmm. the entire rap scene. And then, like, Cudi came out and Chip, and they both had a lot of that kind of influence as well. After that, it was a Cap'n type style. So, like, what was really popular in Houston, but it was doing really well in Cleveland, and it was kind of, like, known as, like, a Cleveland sound at that time, Cleveland Midwest. Right now, we have some songs that are popular that kind of sound like, have a similar sound, but overall, there's a lot of very talented artists, and so we have sounds coming from different places.
So who are some of the artists right now from Cleveland that you think are really good or are coming up?
So there's Q Money. He probably has like the most buzz right now.
Go off the leash. I'm back on my feet. Bon appetit, so you know it's time to eat.
There's an artist named Chapo. His online presence is like unbelievable to me. Ezzy, you know, he dropped his project. He's like really been connecting with people in the industry. He's on the radar in the industry already.
I need to reintroduce myself. My name is Ezri, a.k.a. the Messiah. From where they carry cannons, a.k.a. they Mariah. A.k.a. I'm whatever, but never known as...
You start with a YouTube channel. It goes to a website. It seems like this continues to grow for you and with your connections.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something, a part of a bigger plan for you to be involved in the music industry?
I think eventually, like, something I've always wanted to do is manage artists.
Yeah.
I want to just continue making sure it is a very solid platform before I do anything else. I have a lot of other plans that I want to make happen for it, but it's exciting, it's really fun, and that's why like I'm really dedicated to it, because that's what my goal has always been, is just to kind of keep, you know, growing it and making it bigger and bigger and helping artists. I've gotten so much criticism over the years. Certain artists not feeling like they're getting as much love as they should, or even being placed on the website at all. It's hard to just please everyone. There's always a lot of opinions, and there's been artists that like will trash like what we're doing, and I'll still post their music because I like it, or because I feel like it's good music, people should be hearing it. That's a reason why I'm From Cleveland has been able to be built as an outlet, because Cleveland is a hard city when it comes to like criticism and people saying things like that. So someone's got to take that, just put it on their back, and I think in order to bring people together, because again, like, at the end of the day, if the music's good, like, the relationship I have with someone may not matter. You know, I'm trying not to play into politics as much as possible.
John, thanks so much. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
That's imfromcleveland.com's John Stursa. He says soon he'll be starting regular local hip-hop concerts at the Grog Shop in Cleveland. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition.
You might be shining with us, haters behind us. Why they hoes riding with us, pressure applying.